When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Glad that you're here with us. Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock. I'm going to set this up with you guys, ask you how old you are and then how old you feel. Go.
42. Mm. 35.
Mentally or physically or both?
Mentally.
Physically?
Physically, 55.
You're just assuming.
I went to Holiday World on Tuesday, and man, one park day anymore. I mean, we did three in a row last year. That was maybe the most intense activity I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Disney World last year?
Yes. 3 days, 30,000 steps a day. Woo! Then a kidney stone. I'm telling you, I was falling apart. But this, just doing one day, I'm still a little sore. And I'm realizing, man, I have not changed. I do not feel any different. I feel the exact same. But my body, that's what everybody says. Your body just doesn't respond the same way as it used to.
Brad?
I am 40 years old. I feel physically probably about 40 years old. It seems like I have good days and bad days. Mentally, I feel probably like 12.
Yeah, I agree.
You said you feel 35 mentally?
Yeah, I'm super mature in a lot of ways. What I do on the air is just such an act.
Just like our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of what I do on the air is for the people. It's for enjoyment. But really, when I get off, you guys know, I'm pretty serious.
Who are the people?
The people.
The people.
The people.
The people. The people.
Who are?
Those people.
Who are these people? Who are these listeners? What are they thinking?
I don't know.
Why are they here?
I don't know that they are. I think that they have left. I feel about 35 mentally and physically. My age is still shocking me that I'm 40. That's how old I am. But I also have said this before. I think that I felt 34 since I was about 18. And I've always been an old lady. And now I am an old lady, older lady. And I'm starting to look in the rear view a little bit more than I have in the past.
Was there ever an age that you hit, because there definitely was for me, I don't remember exactly what it was, where I went, oh, people are taking me seriously now, like when I go to get a loan. You know, things that if you go in when you're 22, they're like, all right, little guy, we'll walk you through this process. But then when you get older, you can like yell at people to get off your lawn and they take you seriously.
A little bit. I think I noticed it most as a coach, because I was coaching youth sports at 18. And there were parents who absolutely bullied me because I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now I'm 40 and I'm like, this is what we're going to do. And they're like, sounds great.
Right, right. There's a point in there where that switches, though.
Do what you got to do. I think it has to do with having children, though. Just the fact that I'm in charge of my own little people. Yeah. Well, the reason why I ask is I wondered if any of you felt like a super old soul, even though we were all somewhere hanging around middle age. These are boomer complaints.
Ooh.
And I was reading through these and I'm like, having an existential crisis.
Oh, okay.
They're not big necessarily, but they are impactful. So let's see if these resonate with you. Number one, mega-sized paper towels and toilet paper rolls are annoying because they don't fit on the paper holder.
I will agree with that.
That does annoy me.
Here's the thing, though. I would like to add to that as a boomer complaint.
Like, oh, wait, there's more.
And I think I've said this before, but I'm getting really frustrated to the point of just being like, I want to punch every single bag that I see that says this. No, no, no. You're not buying 8 rolls. You're buying
toilet paper
14.
Mat.
Like, no.
Paper
stop
mat.
It. Yeah. Stop telling me what I'm buying. I can see what it is. Maybe square footage is a way to judge these things. But then you got to factor in 2-ply and 1-ply. I don't like any of it.
Number 2, household appliances don't need Bluetooth. Your household appliances should never, ever need Bluetooth.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
The only one I would... Well, no, I guess...
No, you disagree then, is what you're saying.
Well, would a barbecue grill count as a household appliance?
Yes.
Like, I have a smoker.
Yeah, and you can, like, change the temperature and all that stuff.
The temperature and stuff.
Dang it, if that doesn't sound like kind of cool, though.
Super convenient. That was the story I was going to say, too, because my brother-in-law just got one for Father's Day, and they were talking about how, like, oh, you can... They had to repack the meat or something at a certain point in time and lower the temperature, but you don't need it.
No.
If it was all or nothing and the Bluetooth and the phone app trying to make it super convenient for me to be able to use things... I don't need everything to be connected.
Mm-mm.
What about the temperature of your house?
That's super
Does that
handy.
Count?
That is super handy.
It is handy, isn't it? We've resisted doing it, but...
Jared, turn down the air conditioning, please. Okay.
But that counts, right? That counts.
Dang it.
Ha ha.
What about this one? These are boomer complaints. This one is where it starts to feel a little boomery to this millennial. Bring back movie stubs. It would be nice if movie tickets were tickets again, so you can keep the stubs as a nice memory of a time that you went to the movies. A paper receipt is insufficient.
I agree.
You want a movie stub?
I don't really care about the movies as much, but the tickets to sporting events and concerts.
Yeah, there's no paper.
I like having the receipt.
You can have it. You just have to print it down on a full piece
of
paper.
That's what's so stupid. It's just like, oh, you're keeping your printer paper. That's cool, buddy.
Did you save movie stubs from dates in high school?
Man, I don't know about dates. I might have saved it if it was a good movie. I didn't care about the girl that much. I remember going on a sweet date with a girl who I'd never talked to again. Nah, Jackie never went out with me.
That's my
brother. Yeah, so much as I tried, Jackie, if you're listening and you don't know what I'm referring to, there was a girl when I was a freshman in high school named Jackie who was like the prettiest girl in the whole school. And I was like, well, she's the one for me. Like I was shooting high.
So there it is.
And,
that's it then.
And she was dating, I think literally when we were in ninth grade, she was dating guys who were at least seniors, if not in college. And I'm thinking, yeah, I got a chance here. This'll go great. Jackie never went out with
me.
But I did go on a date with a girl junior year, and we went to see Dark City. And that movie was awesome. I should have kept that receipt or that ticket stub. Date didn't matter. Movie was great.
Frank says, I miss concert ticket stubs. I'm not a concert goer person, so I wouldn't save those things. But for people who are concert goers, that's kind of a cool memento, especially when like the cheapest souvenir you can get is $75.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ticket itself is probably more than that. So.
Yeah. But at least you can hold that in your hand.
Yeah.
Concerts should start at the time it says on the ticket. Again, not a concert goer. Is this a real problem?
yes, this is a huge problem. I want the concert to start right when they say they're going to start it, and it never does. And they never tell you how many opening acts they have either. So if you're going to see just the band that you wanted to see,
you gotta roll the dice.
You're just going to show up whenever and hope that you got close.
Jackie says, I have movie stubs from grade school and concert ticket stubs since the 90s. I probably have some of those still back from. Anybody remember Cottonwood, that movie theater?
Oh, yeah. Cottonwood was awesome.
More boomer complaints. Songs should be longer than 2 minutes.
Nah, I disagree. Songs need to be what songs need to be. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? This song should have been 2 minutes because it sucks.
That is probably the wisest thing and the most thing that I agree with you the most. Songs should be what songs should be. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is a super long song, and it should be because it's a super long story. Song number two from Blur, 2 minutes, perfect.
That's the same one I was thinking of.
Boomer complaints, stop showing the entire movie in the trailer.
No, I disagree with that. I like knowing a lot about a movie. If you want to entice me to see the movie, show me whatever it's going to take to get me interested. I'm fine with that.
I like whenever they throw you a curveball in the trailer and they make you think one thing and then it was just selectively edited. It's a cheap fake.
Oh, I agree, but that's going to make me see the movie.
Yes.
Like if you're showing me just the part until the twist.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is what life is. And then, oh, something's about to change. Yeah. And that's the first 10 minutes of the movie. That's great. But you got me.
Number eight, gift cards should never expire. Have you ever had a gift card expire? Oh, exhaled. Get it out, son.
All right. I've had this pent up for years.
You're a boomer.
I got a gift card for my kids when they were probably 2 or 3 years old. You could probably look up the year because it was when Toys R Us was going out of business. I got gift cards for them for Christmas and birthday for Toys R Us because it was like, hey, this is great. They're 3 years old or whatever. Toys R Us then announced it was going bankrupt and then would not take any of their own gift cards.
Are you sure there were no lawsuits about that?
They don't care because they're going bankrupt. So people will sue them and they're like, doesn't matter.
But Toys R Us is back.
Well, that's a new company, though. So it would be doing business as a different name of the company. So this isn't just them. A lot of companies do this. If they're going bankrupt, they just decide, I'm not going to take my own gift cards anymore.
How long did you have those gift cards?
Oh, 6 months to a year.
I have gift cards that are that long. You ever had a gift card expire, Brad?
No, I've never have. I usually use them pretty quickly.
Usually responsible with my gift card purchases.
No. This isn't Brad that's responsible. This is my wife. My wife loves gift cards. So if we go anywhere, the first thing she does is check for coupons and checks for gift cards.
Yeah, smart.
You didn't answer this question, Annie.
I don't know that I've ever had a gift card expire, but I have a cabinet full of gift cards.
Do you?
Oh my gosh, yes. I don't like gift cards.
Oh man, I love them. They sit in my car for the moment that they are in need.
Like Toys R Us?
Yeah, but we didn't go there very often. That's
the
thing.
Why'd you get gift cards there?
Well, because it made sense for a little kid.
Did
so
it?
We would go there eventually.
How'd that work out?
And then we did. And guess what I couldn't use?
Number nine, dogs should be on a leash. I don't know if this is like a suburban rural problem.
I had this happen to me yesterday, but this guy had a very well-trained dog. But it was kind of scary at first because I thought maybe I might have to shoot this dog.
What?
Yeah. So
Trish
was a well-trained dog, and the first thing you thought was, this thing gets close to me.
Let me set it up for you.
I'm
okay.
Carrying.
So I'm dropping off something for my niece who it's something Trisha gave her, and so I was dropping it off at her house, and her neighbor across the street has a huge Rottweiler. Now, this is the first time I've gone to her house and I didn't know anything about it. And this dog's in the front yard while the guy's cleaning his thing. And have you ever heard a Rottweiler bark and growl?
What was he cleaning?
His car.
Okay.
And like this Rottweiler's toy was a basketball. That's what he played with. And so I pull up.
It's like Sandlot.
I pull up. And it really is because this dog's like. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm picturing this Rottweiler balancing a basketball on its nose.
Shoot the dog. Here's the crib. See you later.
So like he comes. He like and takes like 3 steps. And the guy just leans out. And he's like, hey, you stay in the grass. And the dog listened, stopped mid, like, whatever aggressive nature it had toward me.
Got in huge trouble the last person it ate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I ate a person, I got indigestion.
Number 11, loud cars and motorcycles should be banned.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stop it. Not for you, Ryan.
Banned. No, they've been banned.
No, they've unbanned them.
Ryan's older.
I'm the executive producer. Unbanned. Bowling rank.
What am I?
Number 12. There are too many dang paywalls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so annoyed. Like, have you ever realized when you're trying to read a story? There's news. You're trying to read a story. And it's like, you can see this content for one penny. And I'm like, no.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You know, because their point is to get your credit card.
It's absurd for me to need to know something and be like, I won't do it.
Yeah, but you know, yes, though, that's part of the whole game. It's the subscription thing.
And listen, I understand media. Do you put the quarter in the slot when you turn the 97.1 on your radio or the Annie Fry Show on your radio? You do not. You push a button, I'm here. You push a button, I'm gone. My husband's trying to figure out that trick at home.
Mm-hmm.
I do free radio. That's what this is. And we have sponsors that sponsor me, sponsor this show that I partner with, find great people who can continue to make free radio happen. If you would like to work with me, please contact me on my Facebook page or something. But you got to work to make it so that it can still be free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of the places that traditionally were print places are having the success translating to web stuff. But when you go to a website and there's a paywall, and then there are also 500 pop-ups that you've got to click through in order to get to the freaking story, and then you can't even read the story because there are fake stories that are in the middle of the real story, and you're like, I don't even care about this anymore.
Also, I want to punch the guy in the face that decided, we're going to give you the first two lines of the story, and then it's going to slowly fade to gray. Just to get you interested, and then you
click print really quickly on the article, and it'll send you a PDF.
Yep.
Real quick, though.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go. Refresh, print.
Everything doesn't need to be in 4K. Why not?
You know what? I don't really have an opinion about that. I will say that when you have, I think they've solved this, but for a while, the newer TVs, when people were going to flat screens, do you remember they would have weird refresh rates on them?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to adjust it or it looked fake.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
I think that's kind of a problem in the past.
The soap opera effect? Isn't that what they called it?
That's what it was. I think it was a video/film effect.
Tom Cruise did a video. Well, first of all, if you went to see Maverick in the theater, he sat down with, is it Jerry Bruckheimer who did mm-hmm. the movie? He sat down with Jerry, like, he welcomed people back to the theater and is like, you need to understand that we make so many decisions based on your experience that you're about to have sitting in the theater here. But then they also, when everybody could have a plasma TV, everybody could have an LED or an LCD or whatever it was, they came out and he has a video. It's on YouTube and you can see it. And he walks you through the settings. This is what you need to do because the soap opera effect takes away all of the work that they put in to creating these videos for you to have the maximum theater-esque experience. And I remember people getting new TVs and I'm like, I hate watching this.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm going to see like Starbucks coffee cups in the background from, it just looks so cheap.
Mm-hmm. It was an attempt to make it as crystal clear, like, oh, this is the latest
smooth
technology. But they did it so much that really the refresh rate on film is 24 frames per second.
Right.
On video, it's like 32 or 36.
Well, it's up to 60.
Well, I guess it keeps going up. But the film rate is the best for the human eye. That's why it looks so crisp and nice.
A couple more here before we go, going a little bit long. Babies don't need tablets.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree as well. It's hard to be, we've had to experience this. We were like Molly doesn't need any phones or tablets or anything, but Molly is in a situation where she's being handed off with people all the time, sporting events and everything. She would get them from other people. And I'm not going to go tell them, no, don't do that. Watch her while she's angry and bored. So that did kind of go by the wayside with Molly, but she's super active anyway. But the ease with which you can hand a device to a small child and they just will sit there like a bump on a log forever.
I'm amazed at how many times we go to events and one of the kids is at the event, doesn't really want to be there. So one kid out of all the kids there has a device and everybody gathers around that one kid. He's the popular one.
Restaurants are too loud. Boomer complained.
Yeah. Okay, Boomer. It's fine.
No. Yeah, you're fine.
What about loud talkers?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I guess it depends on how loud the environment is.
How interesting is their conversation?
Do you know what a loud talker is?
Well, maybe I don't. Define, please.
Probably you then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, yes, I am.
Everybody knows a loud talker. Has a voice that no matter where they are, you can crystally clear hear everything they're saying, and they never shut up.
Well, I'm the first part of that. I will shut up if I can read the room right, but I do have a voice that, like just Saturday, we were at a soccer tournament, and I said something to my son from the sideline, and the coach goes, "Man, Wiggins, I can hear you every single time you talk." And it's I've just got that voice that cuts through.
Have you ever been on an airplane and there's like the woman who talks the entire flight and she's 8 rows back, and for whatever reason you can just hear everything
mm-hmm.
she says?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is annoying. Although loud restaurants, I'm like, that's part of the experience.
Restaurants, yeah. And you know, for me in those situations, that type of thing grates at me. I can control my environment, get my headphones on, get some noise in my ear to drown it out. I can control my environment and be just fine, because I'm not going to go like, "Hey, lady."
You're talking about the plane.
Yeah.
Because I was picturing you putting on headphones at a restaurant. And I thought that was a little
strange. If that's
strange.
What I have to do to not embarrass myself in a larger scale, maybe that's the case. There's too much tipping. Boomer complaint.
Agreed.
Yep.
Dramatically too much tipping.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to download an app for digital coupons. I think if they're going to give you digital discounts, you should have to jump through whatever hoops they want to give you.
I'm just tired of downloading an app for literally everything. I'm sick of that, and I'm definitely boomer on that.
My boomer complaint is fireworks. What are you all shooting them so dang early? It ain't the 4th yet. Fireworks are bad. I disagree.
I think
fireworks are always good. I don't care about... I'm like, if you got fireworks and you're doing it safely, let them fly.
Yeah, Memorial Day through Labor Day. Fireworks are fine.
The fact that computers don't have any ports anymore. This is certainly a MacBook thing.
Yeah.
It's like you got to buy an adapter for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that bothers me.
I mean, that either.
There's accessories you need to hook in sometimes, and they're like, well, to make it look cool or slim enough or whatever, all we're going to have is one USB-C port.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be embarrassed and have someone see an Ethernet input on your computer in public.
Yeah. I wish they had CD players still.
office plans are the worst.
I would agree with that.
Do not want an office open any type of plan.
Yeah. Yeah, because then they just fill them with cubicles.
Man, there was a school in O'Fallon that had an open floor plan for a school.
Ooh, that'd
and
be
all they had were bookshelves in between the classes. So whenever I was subbing, I would stand up and I could hear and see everything that was going on in every classroom.
Wow.
It is awful.
All right, here's the last one. In true boomer form, last boomer complaint. Phone books were a good thing.
I don't know.
No. No. No, no, no.
When was the last time you're like, does anybody have the Yellow Pages? Yeah. Anybody?
Yeah, I have no like affinity for the phone book. I guess if you grew up using it, you might. I mean,
no.
I mean, I used it somewhat growing up too. I don't.
Well, it's because
miss it.
That's the way you found people's phone numbers.
Yeah.
That was the only way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, sorry, I'm going to have to disagree with this one.
It's so hard and you didn't even know your friend's dad's name.
Let's do the biscuit call when we come back. Don't go away.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.